97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, and welcome into what has apparently developed into a third world country, where it is a weekly appearance of some nut job on the left who decides they want to take a pot shot at President Donald Trump. Wow. Another one of these. Unprecedented in American history to have two assassination attempts on one man during a political season. And all you have to do is look right back to the debate a week ago where Kamala Harris looked into the camera and called Donald Trump dangerous to the future of America. There's direct consequence for those actions. And they can say what they want this morning. This guy is a donor to Act Blue. They know exactly who he is. Complete nut job. And you know he was driven to this for one reason. Because the left has convinced him that he must live in fear of Donald Trump getting reelected to office. Why else would someone do that? Because they hear the same message over and over and over again. So anyway, welcome back into the show. Glad you're with us here this morning on a Monday morning, the 16th day of September. Carl Mendelman is back with us this morning, although he's currently working on trying to get our live feed up because he left for a week. And while he was gone, we got locked out of Facebook Live for silly, silly reasons, Carl Mendelman.
Yeah, I heard. So what I did figure out is, I think, let's see if you're on here.
All right, let's try it.
Mark.
We're trying.
Cox. See your pretty face.
Nobody needs to see that this early in the morning. What are you finding out here, Carl? Anyway.
Boom. There you are.
All right.
Look how cute you are.
So where is this streaming right now?
It's on Facebook and on X.
We're up on Facebook.
Wait, nope. The user cannot create a live video.
Thank you.
Go live.
Yeah. So this is the same problem we ran into last week. On Saturday, I was live at the Range St. Louis West. I was there for probably 3 hours hanging out. The place was packed. Thanks to all of you who showed up out there to buy guns, to see us, to be appreciated by the Range on their Customer Appreciation Day. But the one thing I wanted to do, Carl Mendelman, was do a Facebook Live and promote the fact that I was there.
Oh.
And it wouldn't let me go live on my own show page to promote anything.
Why?
Because the same restriction you're having this morning.
This person is not allowed to go live.
Thank you. You know why? Because I shared a print ad from the Range promoting their Customer Appreciation Day. Print ad from their Facebook page promoting Customer Appreciation Day. And I was found guilty of being in violation of their community standards for guns.
Oh, that means somebody has it out for you.
I shared a page from a gun store that has its own Facebook page, and I got called out for violating community standards. My question to you, Facebook, is do you ever listen to this show? We talk about those issues all the time. I would be much more likely to offend you somehow with my comments on the Second Amendment than I was by sharing a page from a legitimate firearms business. But yet, here we are in America these days, trying to get the truth out there, and you've got big tech like this censoring you for no reason. They'll censor you for reasons, but in this case, they're censoring me for no reason. So anyway, live on X, we had hundreds of people watching on X last week, so feel free to get on there on the Mark Cox Show on X, at Mark Cox 971. We carry it live on there. We carry it on the station, 971 Talk Twitter account.
Yes.
And we will share that link on my Twitter account, at Mark Cox 971. You can listen on the Odyssey app. There's lots of ways to get here, but I tell you, what a shocking news yesterday as I was gathered with some friends, actually down Carl at One Cardinal Way.
Nice.
Watching some football, watching the Cardinals game, and all of a sudden, the alerts start coming over the phone. Another assassination attempt. And at first, as I read it, they believed the gunfire was outside of the fence unrelated to Trump. And then very quickly, that story changed. And we find out that indeed there was a Democrat zealot, some big pro-Ukrainian, anti-Israel, complete TDS individual who had decided with a scope on an AK-47, of all things. Now, it's a powerful rifle. It's not something I would have thought you would have chosen for a long-range shot. But had the Secret Service agent not found him, Trump would have been much closer. And a 300-yard shot is not long with a rifle like that. So, once again, we don't know if the guy actually got any rounds off or not. They haven't confirmed that one way or the other, but we're going to be covering it this morning. We're going to check in with Evan Brown here shortly, who is reporting from down in Florida. We'll get in a check with Evan on the very latest on this, and that's coming up at about 5:35. Another big controversy here locally is this Andy Frisella guy. I don't know Andy. He apparently is a St. Louisan. Not unrelated, I'm told, to the nursery people, but he's got a podcast that's apparently pretty popular. He runs First Form. He runs the supplement superstores. He's known for this 75 hard thing that a lot of people I know have done.
He's a millionaire.
He's got a big podcast with a couple million followers, and he put his foot squarely in it on Thursday of this week, if you have not followed the story. And coming up a little later, we're going to talk to a retired St. Louis County police officer who is pissed off at some of the comments this guy had to say. And he's just lost a ton of business. I mean, it's a big enough business now that maybe it's not going to have any impact on his bottom line. But his apology kind of rang hollow with people in law enforcement. So we're going to get to that story for you this morning as well. But first, Carl, in fact, some of that may be included in here. Let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat.
There's Donald Trump at the debate pointing out all of the harsh language used against him by Democrats over the last 6 years since he decided to run for office. That was at the debate. Of course, there's another assassination attempt yesterday. You see what they're after. Why are they so afraid of one man?
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself.
Lester Holt. In any real-world scenario, like logical real-world scenario, he would be fired. But he works for NBC News, and they're perfectly happy to let him go on and blame Donald Trump for the increase in rhetoric.
And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop.
That probably was the Secret Service agent engaging with the guy. They don't know if the guy fired any shots or not. Thank goodness that he was dumb enough to stick the rifle through the fence so the Secret Service agent could see it, because he clearly wasn't ready to take a shot at that point, I don't believe. We're going to get more details on it all through the morning.
Every woman cop I've ever dealt with, every single one that I've ever been pulled over by, tried to make me feel like a bitch.
Yeah, that's Andy Frisella that I told you a minute ago owns a supplement superstore, First Form, and has apparently over the years donated a lot of money to law enforcement.
And been pulled over a bunch.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. How often have you been pulled over that you harbor such disgust with female police officers?
Every time. How many times?
I don't know, but I wanted you to hear, I think it's important here because of context, I wanted you to hear Andy's full comment, the one that got him in such trouble, and then his apology, and see if it makes any difference to you. To the females I've talked to about this, it was an apology that wasn't good enough for them. Apparently that's the case for the police, because St. Louis City and County have already announced they will disassociate themselves from anything to do with First Form or the supplement superstore or Andy Frisella. Doesn't matter. They're done, from what I can tell. Their statement from the chief in the city and the chief in the county appears to me that they are done, and there's not much this guy can do to repair his reputation in their eyes. They don't want anything to do with him. And if it ends up that he made those comments on National Police Woman's Day, ouch. Injury to insult there, clearly. So we're going to get to that for you coming up here in just a couple minutes. First, though,
yeah.
Carl Middleman on your first Monday back.
Yes.
Who's bringing us the national anthem?
It is Richard Marx's 61st birthday.
Wow.
Here he is singing the national anthem.
This too, man. Like, you guys can't just go around forcing your on everybody like you're the damn Gestapo.
Now, badge and gun doesn't make you a
And I think that's where people get pissed, bro, because there's a lot of police officers, and to be completely honest, especially women police officers, who try to emasculate men. They try to make men feel like they're being dominated, or they're being, they have power over them. And, bro, the quickest way to escalate a situation is to do that to a grown man, and that's why in my opinion, women shouldn't be in the field and police officers. I just don't think they should be. Every woman cop I've ever dealt with, every single one that I've ever been pulled over by, tried to make me feel like a bitch.
No.
That's not a way to de-escalate a situation.
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
Especially when you know that if that person didn't have a badge or a gun, you could punch a hole through their face and end their life. And they're talking to you like you're a piece of shit. And that's where I do see police officers with the black men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They talk to them like they're dog. They, and like, dude, there's a lot. I guess what I'm saying is there's fault on everybody, and we need to fix it because we need civility in society.
Wow. Yeah, that's the Andy Frisella podcast. And I don't know what to say there. I mean, the dude stepped in it in so many different ways. First of all, Carl had a good he had the same response my wife did. How many times has he been pulled over specifically by female police officers? I mean, that's the question you have to ask yourself. I mean, I honestly, I'm trying to think in my lifetime, in all the years since, including high school, college, my professional career, I'm just thinking I've been pulled over maybe four or five times.
One hand.
In that period of time. I've never been pulled over by a female police officer, so I don't even have that experience to relate it to. But he's been pulled over by female officers often enough, and clearly he's given them some sort of He-Man attitude, I guess, and they shut him down, and he did not appreciate that at all. So anyway, Frisella says this on Thursday. Several people I'm friends with, including a couple of female officers, sent me that clip because he immediately edited it out of his podcast, but it was too late because everything on the internet is forever, just so you know that. And then he issued a quick I'm sorry podcast on Saturday. Go to cut two, Carl, please.
After hearing from a number of you guys about this and the frustration and the disappointment and the pain that it caused, it's just been rubbing me the wrong way. And I feel the need to come on here and apologize to you guys. It's embarrassing to me. I'm embarrassed of myself. I'm embarrassed of, I'm embarrassed that I embarrass my friends and my family and my business partners, and especially my employees who work extra hard to do the best job they can. They have nothing to do with what I say. And it's just embarrassing and it's disappointing and it hurts my heart that I've let so many of you guys down. And I think you all know that I wouldn't come on here and apologize if I didn't truly believe that I was wrong. And I think that's part of being a man. I think that's part of being a good human. And to any of you guys that I upset or offended with the harshness of my words, I truly apologize. It doesn't reflect what I actually feel. And I believe that my body of work over the last 25 years should speak for something about that.
Wow. That's the apology. Not good enough, though, for county and city police leaders who have now cut off all ties with Andy Frisella. We'll get your thoughts on this as we continue throughout the morning a little later. I'm also going to open the phone lines up if you have any comments on the Donald Trump assassination attempt at 314-241-9797. When we come back in just a minute, we're going to get Evan Brown on the phone live from Fox News Radio with the latest on the shooting.
They were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired.
Yeah, Sean Hannity there describing a personal conversation he had with some people who were on the course with President Trump when this shooting attempt happened yesterday. Now, whether or not the guy got shots off, I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but we are lucky enough to have Evan Brown from Fox News Radio on with us this morning, who's been covering the story. Evan, good morning.
Good morning.
Unprecedented, huh? First time, I believe, in American history we've had two assassination attempts on the same candidate, right?
Certainly this close together. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, within 2 months like this, to get this close. There are constantly attempts on some, you know, on a president's life. You know, there's always something happening that gets interrupted that never gets anywhere near fruition. But this is the second time where things got extremely close. Not as close, I think, as the last time in Butler, Pennsylvania, because it appears that the gunman did not take a shot. And certainly the former president was not hit this time. That may be a matter of luck more than anything. Because the Secret Service advance agents that had been one hole ahead on the golf course from the president spotted the gun, the what is now being described as an AK-47, discovered this, you know, spotted the muzzle sticking through the shrub line. And they began firing at this person right away, who dropped the weapon and fled. And so they did catch him through the help of a witness that was able to take a picture of his car. And he's in custody. He was actually captured pretty quickly, even though he had gotten a bit far down I-95 from where the golf club is.
Yeah, it's pretty close there, right? I mean, maybe you can lay out that geography for people.
Certainly. So the Trump Golf Club, a couple of people saying that this happened at Mar-a-Lago. It did not happen at Mar-a-Lago. There's no golf club there. The Trump West Palm Beach or Trump International West Palm Beach Golf Club is about a 10 or so minute ride inland from Mar-a-Lago, down essentially the same street. And that halfway between the two is an on-ramp for I-95. Okay. So from where this shooter was maybe, let's say, it would take a five-minute drive to get to I-95. He went north into Martin County, which is just north of west of Palm Beach County. So let's just say he drove a half an hour, I'll say.
Wow.
But that's a pretty good, considering considering he left, he fled. Finding him within a half an hour by pulling over his car is, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, my immediate reaction to this is they described the fact that had this been Joe Biden or Kamala Harris golfing, I don't know if she golfs, they would have closed off the entire golf course and put a perimeter all the way around it. But because
I don't know about Kamala Harris, but for a sitting president, yes, they probably would have had those roads closed off. In fact, when former President Trump was the president, if he was visiting Mar-a-Lago every morning, he would take a ride over to the golf club and play around, have breakfast there and whatnot. And those streets were definitely closed off. I know this because I was there as part of the presidential pool that would cover his Mar-a-Lago trip. So, the standard or the severity, if you will, of the footprint, the security footprint, is much different for the sitting president than a former president or a vice president or even a candidate. Now, does a discussion need to have to, you know, be had about that? Perhaps.
Yeah.
Having the Secret Service doing what they did yesterday, I think already was an enhanced measure since Butler. And so while they did get lucky in spotting the gunman like that, they did exactly what they needed to do.
I listened to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's briefing yesterday. It sounds like they reported hearing the pops. It sounds like the gunfire might have been the Secret Service officer engaging the shooter.
Yeah.
Do they know anything about whether or not he got a shot off?
That's what we know so far, once this gunman was spotted, the agent started firing at him. He dropped the weapon and fled. It does not look like he got a shot off. We may learn something different today. I mean, this is, you know, as the investigation continues, they might realize that he did shoot. And that's even scarier because he was about something like 400 yards away from the former president and with an AK-47. With a scope on it, which is out of the ordinary,
yes. He
would have been able to certainly have made that target, which is pretty scary.
And in terms of the shooter, I've seen a lot of social media posts on this guy. Yeah. It appears he had some ties to Ukraine, like he was going over and trying to recruit people to fight in Ukraine.
It's a bit nebulous so far. We know he went there. He was trying to get other volunteers to go. He had this Ukraine bug. He also made some social media posts that were anti-Israel to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think perhaps more interesting is that some reporters contacted his son, who's an adult, you know, and so my dad's not a violent guy. Of course he hates Trump, doesn't everyone?
Yeah, I did see that.
Something to that effect. I mean, I'm probably not quoting it correctly, but the idea that the normalizing the hatred for this one politician, you know, to say, this is kind of part of the problem when someone is labeled constantly as, you know, literally Hitler, quote unquote. Isn't it normal to hate such a person?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where we're in a very dangerous spot here, because if we are normalizing this kind of hate and this kind of violence, you know, these things kind of swing back in the other direction at some point. You know, they always do. Right. So,
right.
I think this is a bad, everyone needs to probably take a big breath here.
Evan, is there a follow up? Do they have a press avail set up for this morning on this or not?
I'm not sure. Right. I know we're trying to figure out things about a court appearance. There's going to be state of Florida charges against this man to begin with. There will obviously be federal charges as well. It is a federal matter, but there are state laws that were violated here too. We know already that the law enforcement in Palm Beach County is very heavily involved. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office has actually long been a part of the Trump detail for when he is, you know, the protective detail for when he is at home at Mar-a-Lago. And the prosecutor has already said they're going to be filing charges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is tasking the state Department of Law Enforcement, kind of like our state investigative police, to be involved as well. And then, of course, there's the FBI.
Yeah, true. Evan Brown, I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Evan Brown there with Fox News Radio. I read reports that this guy had been arrested back in the early 2000s for possessing a fully automatic firearm and all of that. Now, if that's true, and he was prosecuted, they said he had a laundry list of criminal, maybe more minor criminal charges in his home county there in the Carolinas or wherever he was from originally, that he would have had no access to go buy this weapon legally. So it'll be interesting to figure out where indeed he came up with the gun. You know, the left is going to scream, oh, it's a gun. It's a gun. It's the guns. It's not the guns. You know, Eben talked about the rhetoric. The rhetoric's a problem. But have you noticed, oddly enough, for all of them claiming that Donald Trump's to blame, all the rhetoric is coming from one side. All of the violence so far, particularly in this case, this guy's a known Kamala Harris supporter and Trump, Act Blue supporter and Trump hater. All you had to do was listen to the debate last week. There's plenty of evidence of people talking about Donald Trump, the country will cease to exist if Donald Trump gets elected. And that's kind of where we are on this one, the language. I'll play some of that for you coming up here. I have opened up the phone lines this morning, 314-241-9797. Your thoughts on this latest assassination attempt. If you haven't picked up on this yet, Kim St. Ange has the week off. She's got a little vacation, and we appreciate all of her hard work and hope she has a great week. She'll be back next week with Kim on a Whim, and I'll be handling your host duties this week. Me and Carl Middleman.
Hi.
We're going to get Scott Jagow in here a little bit this week as well, filling in for us. Still to come, we're going to talk more about this Andy Frisella story with a retired female police officer from the area who has a thing or two to say about the original statement, the apology, and all of that. We're going to get to it coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Let's not pretend that Donald Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He is that guy. And I want to pick up where Tara was for just a second and say something to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood, Jonathan. You and I both have white partners. I live in a neighborhood, a nice mixed neighborhood, with all kinds of people, including Republican people, who are nice people, who shovel your grass, who have care about the neighborhood, who care about the world, right? Y'all, you nice people don't want this.
They were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired.
Yeah, Sean Hannity there describing a personal conversation he had with some people who were on the course with President Trump when this shooting attempt happened yesterday. Now, whether or not the guy got shots off, I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but we are lucky enough to have Evan Brown from Fox News Radio on with us this morning, who's been covering the story. Evan, good morning.
Good morning.
Unprecedented, huh? First time, I believe, in American history we've had two assassination attempts on the same candidate, right?
Certainly this close together.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, within 2 months like this, to get this close. There are constantly attempts on some, you know, on a president's life. You know, there's always something happening that gets interrupted that never gets anywhere near fruition. But this is the second time where things got extremely close. Not as close, I think, as the last time in Butler, Pennsylvania, because it appears that the gunman did not take a shot. And certainly the former president was not hit this time. That may be a matter of luck more than anything. Because the Secret Service advance agents that had been one hole ahead on the golf course from the president spotted the gun, the what is now being described as an AK-47, spotted the muzzle sticking through the shrub line, and they began firing at this person right away, who dropped the weapon and fled. And so they did catch him through the help of a witness that was able to take a picture of his car. And he's in custody. He was actually captured pretty quickly, even though he had gotten a bit far down I-95 from where the golf club is.
Yeah, it's pretty close there, right? I mean, maybe you can lay out that geography for people.
Certainly. So the Trump Golf Club, a couple of people saying that this happened at Mar-a-Lago. It did not happen at Mar-a-Lago. There's no golf club there. The Trump West Palm Beach or Trump International West Palm Beach Golf Club is about a 10 or so minute ride inland from Mar-a-Lago, down essentially the same street. And that halfway between the two is an on-ramp for I-95.
Okay.
So from where this shooter was maybe, let's say, it would take a five-minute drive to get to I-95. He went north into Martin County, which is just north of west of Palm Beach County. So let's just say he drove a half an hour, I'll say.
Wow.
But that's a pretty good, considering he left, he fled. Finding him within a half an hour by pulling over his car is, pretty quick.
Yeah, my immediate reaction to this is they described the fact that had this been Joe Biden or Kamala Harris golfing, I don't know if she golfs, they would have closed off the entire golf course and put a perimeter all the way around it. But because it,
I don't know about Kamala Harris, but for a sitting president, yes, they probably would have had those roads closed off. In fact, when former President Trump was the president, if he was visiting Mar-a-Lago every morning, he would take a ride over to the golf club and play around, have breakfast there and whatnot. And those streets were definitely closed off. I know this because I was there as part of the presidential pool that would cover his Mar-a-Lago trip. So, the standard or the severity, if you will, of the footprint, the security footprint, is much different for the sitting president than a former president or a vice president or even a candidate. Now, does a discussion need to have to, you know, be had about that? Perhaps.
Yeah.
Having the Secret Service doing what they did yesterday, I think already was an enhanced measure since Butler. And so while they did get lucky in spotting the gunman like that, they did exactly what they needed to do.
I listened to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's briefing yesterday. It sounds like they reported hearing the pops. It sounds like the gunfire might have been the Secret Service officer engaging the shooter.
Yeah.
Do they know anything about whether or not he got a shot off?
That's what we know so far, once this gunman was spotted, the agent started firing at him. He dropped the weapon and fled. So it does not look like he got a shot off. We may learn something different today. I mean, that this is, you know, as the investigation continues, they might realize that he did shoot. And that's even scarier because he was about something like 400 yards away from the former president and with an AK-47. With a scope on it, which is out of the ordinary,
yes.
he would have been able to certainly have made that target, which is pretty scary.
And in terms of the shooter, I've seen a lot of social media posts on this guy. Yeah. It appears he had some ties to Ukraine, like he was going over and trying to recruit people to fight in Ukraine.
It's a bit nebulous so far. We know he went there. He was trying to get other volunteers to go. He had this Ukraine bug. He also made some social media posts that were anti-Israel to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think perhaps more interesting is that some reporters contacted his son, who's an adult, you know, and so my dad's not a violent guy. Of course he hates Trump. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, I did see that.
To that effect. I mean, I'm probably not quoting it correctly, but the idea that the normalizing the hatred for this one politician, to say, this is kind of part of the problem when someone is labeled constantly as, you know, literally Hitler, quote unquote. Isn't it normal to hate such a person?
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're in a very dangerous spot here, because if we are normalizing this kind of hate and this kind of violence, these things kind of swing back in the other direction at some point. You know, they always do. Right. So,
right.
I think this is a bad day. Everyone needs to probably take a big breath here.
Evan, is there a follow up? Do they have a press avail set up for this morning on this or not?
I'm not sure. Right. I know we're trying to figure out things about a court appearance. There's going to be state of Florida charges against this man to begin with. There will obviously be federal charges as well. It is a federal matter, but there are state laws that were violated here too. So we know already that the law enforcement in Palm Beach County is very heavily involved. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office has actually long been a part of the Trump detail for when he is, the protective detail for when he is at home at Mar-a-Lago. And the prosecutor has already said they're going to be filing charges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is tasking the state Department of Law Enforcement, kind of like our state investigative police, to be involved as well. And then, of course, there's the FBI.
Yeah, true. Evan Brown, I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Evan Brown there with Fox News Radio. I read reports that this guy had been arrested back in the early 2000s for possessing a fully automatic firearm and all of that. Now, if that's true and he was prosecuted, they said he had a laundry list of criminal, maybe more minor criminal charges in his home county there in the Carolinas or wherever he was from originally, that he would have had no access to go buy this weapon legally. So it'll be interesting to say to figure out where indeed he came up with the gun. You know the left is going to scream, oh, it's a gun. It's a gun. It's the guns. It's not the guns. You know, Eben talked about the rhetoric. The rhetoric's a problem. But have you noticed, oddly enough, for all of them claiming that Donald Trump's to blame, all the rhetoric is coming from one side. All of the violence so far, particularly in this case, this guy's a known Kamala Harris supporter and Trump, ACT Blue supporter and Trump hater. All you had to do was listen to the debate last week. There's plenty of evidence of people talking about Donald Trump. The country will cease to exist if Donald Trump gets elected. And that's kind of where we are on this one, the language. I'll play some of that for you coming up here. I have opened up the phone lines this morning, 314-241-9797. Your thoughts on this latest assassination attempt. If you haven't picked up on this yet, Kim St. Ange has the week off. She's got a little vacation, and we appreciate all of her hard work and hope she has a great week. She'll be back next week with Kim on a Whim, and I'll be handling your host duties this week. Me and Carl Middleman.
Hi.
We're going to get Scott Jagow in here a little bit this week as well, filling in for us. Still to come, we're going to talk more about this Andy Frisella story with a retired female police officer from the area who has a thing or two to say about the original statement, the apology, and all of that. We're going to get to it coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Let's not pretend that Donald Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He is that guy. And I want to pick up where Tara was for just a second and say something to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood, Jonathan. You and I both have white partners. I live in a neighborhood, a nice mixed neighborhood, with all kinds of people, including Republican people, who are nice people, who shovel your grass, who have care about the neighborhood, who care about the world, right? Y'all, you nice people don't want this guy just because your economy worked better for 5 minutes under his regime. You nice, Christian, kind, loving, Jewish people, faithful people, you don't want this guy. We're not these people. We're not these people. And we're not going to get what we want if we elect this fascist, authoritarian weasel.
Wow. Thank you for just proving what we've been talking about there, Doctor, because that's her. That is Dr. Jackie Lewis, who wanted to go on there and remind you that while she's black, she's married to a white person and she lives in a mixed neighborhood. And you people, just because you had a good economy for 5 minutes under his regime, you don't want him back. He's Hitler. He's fascist. Oh, by the way, there's some nut job listening who wants to pick up a gun and go to the golf course and try to kill Hitler. This is the language right here that's caused the problem. And you've heard it from Kamala Harris. You've certainly heard it from Joe Biden. You hear it from a lot of these Democrats who want to go on the air and talk to you about how awful Donald Trump is. Right? You know it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They haven't backed off a bit since the man was shot in July. None. Zero. And they're not going to because they don't see the problem. So imagine how shocked Erin Burnett was on CNN when she had a former FBI agent on who said, I'll tell you exactly what's causing this. Erin, listen.
First, he's not suicidal, apparently. He wasn't going to take his own life if he was almost being captured. Clearly, we saw that he was captured without that. And it tells me that he's probably much more politically motivated. The last shooter in Pennsylvania, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to promote him in any way, but he was clearly a guy that was looking for the notoriety of taking that shot. I would think we're going to find that this guy's extremely politically motivated and that he probably was spurred on by much of the political diatribes that are going on these days, talking about Trump, equating him to Hitler and things like that. So I don't think this is the last we'll see of crazies out there trying to do this.
Yeah. He's a retired FBI counterterrorism agent. It's not the last one of these we're going to see because you've got crazies out there who on a daily basis are referring to this guy as the end of the world if he gets elected. And people are out there trying to take their shot. That's the crazy upside down world that we're in this election cycle. And people need to buckle down and go vote for Donald Trump. And we need to send a message to these people on the left. They're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to. If this happened to Kamala Harris, it would be the biggest news story in the world. But it didn't happen to Kamala Harris. Happened to Donald Trump. And they'll blow it off just like they did the last attempt on his life. Coming up, we're going to talk more about Andy Frisella, the problem he's gotten into with police officers. In fact, we're going to talk to a retired female police officer from the area and get her thoughts on it right after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Let's not pretend that Donald Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He is that guy. And I want to pick up where Tara was for just a second and say something to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood, Jonathan. You and I both have white partners. I live in a neighborhood, a nice mixed neighborhood, with all kinds of people, including Republican people, who are nice people, who shovel your grass, who have care about the neighborhood, who care about the world, right? Y'all, you nice people don't want this guy just because your economy worked better for 5 minutes under his regime. You nice Christian, kind, loving, Jewish people, faithful people. You don't want this guy. We're not these people. We're not these people. And we're not going to get what we want if we elect this fascist, authoritarian weasel.
Wow. Thank you for just proving what we've been talking about there, doctor, because that's her. That is Dr. Jackie Lewis, who wanted to go on there and remind you that while she's black, she's married to a white person and she lives in a mixed neighborhood. And you people just because you had a good economy for 5 minutes under his regime, you don't want him back. He's Hitler. He's fascist. Oh, by the way, there's some nut job listening who wants to pick up a gun and go to the golf course and try to kill Hitler. This is the language right here that's caused the problem. And you've heard it from Kamala Harris. You've certainly heard it from Joe Biden. You hear it from a lot of these Democrats who want to go on the air and talk to you about how awful Donald Trump is. Right? You know it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They haven't backed off a bit since the man was shot in July. None. Zero. And they're not going to because they don't see the problem. So imagine how shocked Erin Burnett was on CNN when she had a former FBI agent on who said, I'll tell you exactly what's causing this. Erin, listen.
First, he's not suicidal, apparently. He wasn't going to take his own life if he was almost being captured. Clearly, we saw that he was captured without that. And it tells me that he's probably much more politically motivated. The last shooter in Pennsylvania, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to promote him in any way, but he was clearly a guy that was looking for the notoriety of taking that shot. I would think we're going to find that this guy's extremely politically motivated and that he probably was spurred on by much of the political diatribes that are going on these days, talking about Trump, equating him to Hitler and things like that. So I don't think this is the last we'll see of crazies out there trying to do this.
Yeah, he's a retired FBI counterterrorism agent. It's not the last one of these we're going to see because you've got crazies out there who on a daily basis are referring to this guy as the end of the world if he gets elected. And people are out there trying to take their shot. That's the crazy upside down world that we're in this election cycle. And people need to buckle down and go vote for Donald Trump. And we need to send a message to these people on the left. They're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to. If this happened to Kamala Harris, it would be the biggest news story in the world. But it didn't happen to Kamala Harris. Happened to Donald Trump. And they'll blow it off just like they did the last attempt on his life. Coming up, we're going to talk more about Andy Frisella, the problem he's gotten into with police officers. In fact, we're going to talk to a retired female police officer from the area and get her thoughts on it right after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.